11th week, 6th day. My yoke is easy. Because Jesus hung upon the cross, we do not need to hang upon it. But in this weak and erring world, no one who would help a brother can avoid at times bearing his cross with him. Those of us who do not have the alcoholic's appetite must help the alcoholic. We who were born into homes of love must bear some of the burdens of the criminal born into a house of hate. When we do that, the cross ceases to be a cross and becomes a yoke instead, uniting us in loving service and fellowship with those whom we may help. Even greater than the promise of immortality, symbolized by the open tomb, is the promise of blessing from the sinner and outcast derived from the cross of the atoning Christ. Until one understands the law of the cross, the law of vertical and horizontal poles, he is illiterate on the subject of humanity. Jesus explained the vertical pole in the words, "Love God," and the horizontal pole in the words, "Love man." Upon this cross, or law, hang all the laws and the prophets. Thus the cross is the visible symbol of our collective sin and divine forgiveness. All religions incorporate in some way the ministry of love, but only Christianity visions the heights expressed in the Sermon on the Mount. Grace is an attribute of God. Mercy is an attribute of man. When, in our zeal for the grace of God, we blot out our exercise of mercy toward man, we are letting the zeal of our house eat us up. And Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."